Hello everyone, this is Mike Quincy, Connecting the Light. My guest today is Donna Azzurra. She is in fact returning after a program that we did together at the end of last year. Donna is a gifted channel, mystic, author, clairvoyant and teacher who created the awareness effect, which is for clearing the belief structures that in some cases stop people from enjoying, as she describes it, the life they disturb. Deserve. Now, this time, Donna is going to do a channeling from the Divine Union, which is Yeshua, who she likes to call or know by Sananda, and Magdalene. And we'll fit that one in soon after the program started. So having said all that, welcome to the program, Donna.
Well, thank you so much. And it's great to be back with you, Mike. Thank you.
Fine, yes. Well, I hope our listeners will recall when you came on before, and I know we had an excellent program, plenty to talk about. Now, what you might do for some people that perhaps weren't able to hear the first program, you could just briefly explain what it was that happened when you had your near-death experience, because I believe that was when you were very young.
Well, it was back in 1986, and I wasn't as young as maybe I would like to have been. But it was certainly a major turning point in my life. And there was a knowing I had for about 2 weeks prior to that experience that I could potentially leave this world. And I made plans accordingly. I was a single mom with four children, and I ended up having to go into emergency surgery for nothing that was physically predicted. And in that time, I would say there was about a 12-hour period of time where I was in the hospital absolutely knowing that I was dying, and the doctors did not believe me because they were not detecting a problem. So ultimately, I was right, and there was an extensive surgery was performed, and in that time frame, a lot changed for me. And as I had mentioned before, you had asked me if I had seen the light or if I'd had any visuals that I recall, and I actually didn't. But when I woke up from that experience, I was different. I had a much broader awareness of many things spiritually and globally, and I even at that time, shortly after that, took on a new name. And so the world is really now calling me Azzurra, and that is my last name legally, but everybody is referring to me as Azzurra, and that's another whole story. But it is what I am in resonance with. So I knew in that experience that I had a purpose for being given the gift of life and to be remaining on this planet until this time.
Right. So you shall be known in future as Azzurra.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what I'd like to ask you is, when you returned, shall we say, from that experience, am I to understand that you had no conscious memory of having gone out of the body or experienced things which caused that change within you? But if that is the case, would you believe possibly that you did have experiences, but for some reason you were shielded from them, that is, as far as bringing that memory back?
That's very possible, yeah. But what I can tell you is that even upon looking in the mirror and looking at my face, I was surprised at who I was because I had a sense of being something different. So I don't remember. I don't remember what happened during those couple of hours or that time frame when I actually went out of my body, but I do know that something quite magnificent transpired. And as a result, I have to say, I have absolutely no fear of transitioning. It's a perfectly natural, natural and beautiful experience that I know.
Absolutely. Now, I've been thinking about the timing of your doing a short channeling for us, because I know our listeners would be quite pleased to hear you do one for us. And I think it might be better to do it within the next few minutes if you feel prepared. Then we can get a better measure of how much time we've got left in the program for the other questions and things that we need to do. How do you feel about that?
That would be fine. That would be perfect. So it just takes me, you know, maybe about 30 seconds to a minute to go into trance, because I do go into trance when I channel. And they're really good at, you know, bringing back at an appropriate time. So if you feel you need to prompt that, just do so. And by all means, I will be present for you to continue the conversation.
Right.
Okay?
If your people who look after this could give one in about sort of 10, 15 minutes, I think that would be ideal.
Okay. We can do that.
Right.
So I will then be quiet for just a little bit here, and then we will begin. And the message is coming from Divine Union, Yeshua, also known as... Hello?
Yes, we're still here.
Okay, I had lost my... The line went... We went completely offline, so we're back now.
I wondered what happened.
That's what happened. I said I'm going to go away, and I didn't need to disconnect us completely.
Right.
So I will be quiet for just a little bit, and then we will begin.
Fine. Okay.
So how is our connection right now?
Very good.
Okay, all right. It is our honor and our joy to be present with you, and for the beautiful minds and souls that are in attendance to this gathering. And we always like to remind each one of how extraordinary and brightly magnificent you are. We understand that there is a great change within this world we see. We feel we are present, always present. And as you, we continue to evolve as well. And at this time in your beautiful planet, Gaia, we recognize that many are experiencing lives that seem to be turning topsy-turvy, you may say. And the planet itself seems to be in great chaos. But we often remind that it is really a time not of chaos, as the human mind would perceive it, but as a time of Christos. And by this we mean the awakening of the Christ consciousness, or more simply, the awakening. And as it has been predicted there would be changes, we will always encourage each individual, each community, each country, all life everywhere, to stand in the absolute knowing of a greater presence than that of our Creator, holding steadfast within all life form, and to maintain within the individual as best as possible the balance, the harmony, the absolute knowing that you are unshakable, really, that you are an unlimited life source, divinely and always emanating the truth of love and grace through you, should you choose to remember. And today in this program and in this opportunity to speak, there will be discussions about how the centering of the self will actually help to balance this beautiful planet. And the knowing that you are important, you matter, you are the unique expression of Source as you. And to let it, you never be fooled that you are anything less than that. You are divine, every one of you. If you could see your light, if you could see the truth of who you are from our perspective, the joy would never end. The bliss would never end. And so if there is a question, dear Brother Mike, we would be honored to respond. If you have anything in particular you would like to converse with us with, we would be pleased. Otherwise, we will just continue.
Yes, I think I can ask a question on behalf of our listeners, because so many people ask the question, what can they do to see themselves through this end time? So perhaps the Divine Union could answer that one, please.
And we would like to call it a magnificent beginning time, if that's okay. And though we recognize that many are in fear, we will continue to encourage that they each one remember that in the truth of life and that which Creator creates, there is never endings but continuation. And each one is now in the place of divine opportunity. And as you, each individual, remember of what you truly are as an expression of God, of our Creator, let that be known, that there is nothing minimal about you, that when you tune into your heart, when you give yourself permission and you practice tuning into the breath and the heart, just doing that simple exercise will help you stay aligned with your connection to Source so that you have the guidance and the inspiration that you need. One of the things that happens when one is in a fearful state is that they become habitually in a state of, let's say, fight or flight, as your world calls it, and they even forget to breathe. And they go into these shallow patterns of breathing. Can you recognize that ever, Mike, for yourself?
Yes, I guess that is an element of tension or stress or fear, yes.
Yes. And so we're being very practical with this one piece of advice. And that is, if the individual could simply be aware of their breathing when they are feeling stressed, or when they feel a fear of any sort of discomfort, or they're noticing their thoughts going off into the realms of frightening things, come back to themselves. Take a breath deep into their belly. The belly is the place where your body will begin to produce endorphins. It will begin to produce the chemicals that is so divinely created within you that will create a state of calm. Breathing down deep will move you out of fear. Physiologically, you cannot be in both places at the same time. You see, breath is more than just oxygen. You are aligning with spirit. You are aligning with life. You are aligning with your source. And this is a connection. Everyone on this planet, all living things that are animated from our Creator, has a way of bringing that life force through. And you can do this. It is a natural state that most have forgotten. And so this is step number one. When you are breathing deep, you are calm. And when you are calm, the mind quiets. And when the mind quiets, you can then access your deepest connection to knowing what you need to do next or what is right and true for you. And this is just a simple thing, but unbelievably powerful. You're breathing in spirit. Of course, the other thing we always speak about is consciousness. And within one's consciousness, one holds patterns of information, let's say, that are keeping them from that clear connection to knowing, to peacefulness, to unconditional love of self, to being aligned with the natural order and flow, which is always available. And so when one begins to understand that they are not their thoughts, and they are not even their feelings, who they really are is the one that is aware of them. Who each individual is in this world is really pure awareness, the pure connection and knowing of Creator, expressing through the human part. And so when one is aware that they are upset or fearful or concerned about things like money or health, notice the concern. When you begin to become aware of your own thinking and have your ways, and there are different ways to do this, to clear the programs that create that thinking, you stand in your own mastery. You become the one that is aware, not the one that is in a state of reaction to what is happening. Do you understand?
Yes, I think we can say that's pretty clear, yes.
Okay. And so we always encourage that people do what they need to do to identify for themselves the old patterns that keep them in what you refer to in your world as a third dimensional reality, or a reality of a dualism where there is good and bad, because it is all a state of consciousness And even the perception that what is happening in the world is bad and wrong is a state of consciousness. So when one begins to really understand how they work, how they attract, and how they experience, they have this God-given gift to be able to shift that. But an understanding and awareness must come first, which is what is so wonderful about the opportunities and the information you bring through this vehicle of your show. We stand very close to all those that are on this path, that are aware of the changes in this world, and know that really underneath all of this what appears to be chaos, there is a grand opportunity for humanity and your beautiful planet Earth. We have been present with you since the beginning of the beginning. And the resources available to your Earth right now are more extensive than ever before. The love, the information that is being brought through, the many messengers on the planet, the light, the sound, the colors that are permeating your world now have never been such as they are at this time, all of which is assisting in the upliftment and the transformation of the Earth and humanity and all life upon it. There is a source of love available for each individual that is healing, that is full of wisdom and intelligence, that is divine mind, and all one has to do is say, show me, and ask, and it will be made available in the quiet of the heart. It matters not what one's belief system is. What matters is that one knows that there is some extraordinary force always moving through them. And there doesn't need to be any particular name for that, but just a coming back to remembering that that is so. You can shine a light through a dark room, but you cannot shine a beam of dark through a light room. And so if one is to just remember that, to call that light through, to remember and know that that is what you are, everything else is less than powerful. We would like to take this time to just be quiet for a moment and send a blessing of unconditional love to everyone present. And we will then withdraw and allow you to continue the conversation. If one does not choose to receive the blessing, just decline. It's perfectly perfect. Everyone, we are in awe of you and the journeys you've each taken at this time in your beautiful world. You are not alone. Your family is endless. Your connection to love and life is endless. And blessings. Release. Mike?
Hello, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that was very nice indeed. Thank you very much to you and the Divine Union. Something that was mentioned in the message about the unconditional love of self, some people might question whether you should go to that extent where your self is concerned, in the sense that are people worthy of unconditional love? What would your answer be to that?
Well, I would say absolutely. Every life on this planet, every person has come from the same source, the same creator. And creator creates pure unconditional love. It is the foundation of life. It is the essence of creation. And so when one feels that that might be selfishness or self-centeredness, it really isn't. It's really how we were designed, and we forgot. We forgot who we really are. And we're really being called back to remembering that. That's really what's happening right now. When we love unconditionally, when we can embrace ourselves and accept ourselves and drop the judgments that comes from the human mind, life really opens up. The joy is then present. And then we can be that and express that. And what a gift that is to the world, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, yes. Right. I think another question to you here, of something that I feel is of concern to people, again, because we're in this end time period, and I quite often get an email on this subject, is mm-hmm. people's concern about the future of their own family. What mm-hmm. would you advise them on that?
Well, it's certainly important to, when an individual is feeling a concern or, let's say, inspired to take certain action, whether it be around food or water or housing or, working within their community to create a collaborative community, I would say pay attention to that. Listen to the guidance around that. But what's most important is, again, to not dwell on the mindset of catastrophe, because, you know, the power and the beauty of human beings is that we do impact our experience and our environment with our focus and with our thinking. And when we can do our best in any circumstance to look for solution, to have a sense of trust and connection to something bigger than us, source, and to move, make our decisions from a place of inspiration instead of fear-based thinking, we're much better off. And we all have the ability to get that innate guidance to know what to do for our family, to know where we need to be, to know what we need to have, if those needs are even ever realized. Because we really don't know. There's going to be change. There's going to be times when people will be certainly up against circumstances that they're not familiar with. And this is when it's most important to stay centered and grounded as best as possible using whatever tools they have to do that. And then from that place, make a decision from a quieter mind rather than a fear-based mind. Do you have any further input on that, Mike? Because that's usually the advice that I give. Can you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, my mic got pushed out of place there.
Okay,
yes, I think the answer to that one, or part of the answer, is that we have been told by spirit that everyone will find themselves in the right place for this experience of going through the end times. So one would assume from that, if that is the case, whatever our experiences are, they are what were intended for us. So possibly we should not be too worried about what happens to other people and accept that that is right for them.
Yes, yes, and I would agree. Everybody is going to be exactly where they're supposed to be. And that, you know, in that exact place is right for that person. And it's, you know, I'm a mother of four adult children. I have 10 grandchildren. And I care about them deeply and my relationship with the man in my life. And I also know that all of us will be exactly where we need to be. And there's a divine plan and an order and an unfolding that really is naturally in alignment for us. And to worry about it, and, you know, I know we love and we care about others in our lives, but each one of those people are on their own journey too. And they have a very unique plan for their life as well. So we do the best we can with that, but it's really in higher hands.
Right. Now, just sort of coming back to your program as far as the awareness effect is concerned, I think most people are aware that we are one. That we all come from the source, we're all part of the Creator. But if they feel disengaged in any way from the oneness, how can they consciously bring themselves back in alignment?
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways that that can be done. I can tell you the way that I can assist people, and I can give people some guidance on how they can recognize what's keeping them out of alignment, and some tools to help with that. You know, we're all looking at, some people are calling it the ascension, the awakening, the great shift, and it's really a shift in consciousness, and it's us moving back into our natural state of oneness with Creator and with all life. But in that process, I know that there's confusion for people because they do feel disconnected and they're doing a lot of the right things and they still can't quite get that sense of connection back to source or within the unified field. There's many different names for it. And from my understanding and from what I've learned is that really the only thing that keeps us from that are these programs and these patterns that we hold within our own personal subconscious mind. You know, before we even have a thought or a feeling or make a decision, our personal programming is being triggered. And that comes, you know, a lot of that comes from early childhood. So what I do with my work with Awareness Effect is help people very quickly identify what their conditioning is and how it's running them. And we can literally, through source, delete that pattern of information. And when these ideas of separation from, you know, happiness or abundance or love or even ideas that people have about themselves of not being worthy or, you know, not being enough. There's so many different things that we carry as humans. When this begins to clear, the truth of who we really are is then simply revealed. And we begin to experience ourselves and life and the world around us in a very different way. But what, you know, one can use as a barometer is what's showing up in one's life. And very often when we are experiencing financial crisis, let's use that one because anybody can relate to to money, right?
Yes.
Often it's you know, the lack of is often a symptom of some deep bedded program that says I'm not valuable or I'm not worthy or money is bad. You know, there's the great one. And whether it's that or whether it's around relationship and you know, having loving, fulfilling relationships or struggle with that in any way, there's always way down below all those things, core beliefs around separation from Creator. And that's where often we don't go. You know, we look at these symptoms of the things in our lives and never really get to the cause of those symptoms. So the next thing, too, I would say is if, you know, when we're having problems, whether it be, you know, in any of those areas, financial or relationships or health, to do our best to let go of the judgments about them. You know, because we think we know how it should be, and maybe that piece that's showing up is there because it's ready to be healed or released, but it has purpose. And judgment is a very big thing, you know, that we do. We judge. We're our greatest judges. I really believe that Creator doesn't judge us. We do all the judging.
Indeed, yes.
You know, and when we start to move away from that, wow, does things change? Do things change? So we can always know what we believe to be true by what's showing up. And that is a tough one sometimes to look at. But what I can say is that this is an extraordinary time for people. Because now is the time when, let's just say, the light is really brightly shining on our shadows. And we have all kinds of things in our face that maybe we don't like. But it's a blessing in disguise. Because when we can clear through that, the things that seem to keep us stuck or in fear or poor health, etc., when we can clear that, then that authentic, true, divine self that we are really has the freedom to express and to create in a new way and to be able to perceive truth from non-truth with much greater ease. So I probably have gone on and on, Mike. I usually do that. So get me back on track, would you?
Right, well, that was a big question that required a big answer, because I think people perhaps struggled to find the path back to the oneness, which was the point of my question, really. They want to be at one. They want to be in harmony and balance with other people. But of course, duality is a massive challenge, and we probably face many challenges each day of our life. We're being tested the whole time. Now,
right.
What I'd like to do is move on to obviously another question now. You've spoken about the ego mind. Now, the ego, I guess, is representative of what we think we are in this physical dimension. And we're competing with what our higher self or our spiritual self is telling us we really ought to be. So how are we going to overcome the promptings of the ego when it's really getting in the way of our progress?
Well, the ego is, let's say, a composite of the human mind. Okay, so there is our higher self, and there is that state of pure awareness that we all really are. And then in this world, we've been positioned to have, you know, what you and I refer to as, you know, this reality of duality or a sense of separation, good and bad, black and white, you know. And the ego really is the repository of all that. And it is, it resides, I believe, within our subconscious. It is the place where all of our experiences, everything we've ever been told, etc., all that information is in our subconscious mind since the beginning of our experience. And the ego simply is that part of our human mind that likes to direct us, likes to, it thinks it's keeping us safe. It's, it is the repository of all of our belief structures, the good ones, the ones that serve us and enhance our lives, and the ones that limit us. And when we speak about getting rid of the ego, it's really about understanding what that is and recognizing it's not who we really are as a being. It's the noise of the human mind, which is different than our pure state of consciousness as a being. Is that making sense so far?
Yes, indeed, yes.
Yeah, okay. And so what is happening in every moment is we are, our experiences are being filtered through our subconscious, and we then have a thought and a feeling, and we make a decision and an action and a reaction, and we go through these loops of the same thinking and the same patterns, and we may often find that the same things keep showing up in our life, which in a lot of situations and circumstances makes us feel separate, makes us feel alone, makes us feel powerless. And all it is the programs underneath that keep us feeling that way. So, for instance, in my work with Awareness Effect, what we do is we identify those. And as those programs of separation are identified, they literally can be, I'm going to say, like we are a computer, you know, like our database is full of all this information. We literally can delete them. It's just a frequency. A structured pattern of information is a frequency, and we can transform that frequency into unconditional love, and it simply doesn't impact us anymore. Then that sense of oneness with life really starts to shine through because we don't have those illusions of separation anymore.
Right.
The greatest belief in separation upon which all those other ones build is our somewhere deep inside us, we believe we're separate from God. We're separate from Creator. And that sense of separation, or that time of separation that we took on, is really the foundation for all of our struggle. And so, you know, what I've discovered in my particular work is that when we get to that, and it's not hard to do, and clear that, then the deck of cards of all those other limiting ideas and the fears and the struggles, that deck of cards starts to fall. And we just naturally come back to the truth of who we really are as totally connected to Creator, to all life, to everyone around us in a beautiful, beautiful way. And it becomes an unconditionally loving experience.
Right. Now, this might be an appropriate point for you to just mention a couple of words in connection with your one-to-one contact with people so that they can experience the awareness effect. You might like to perhaps give out your email address where they can contact you on.
Oh, certainly. I'd be happy to. Thank you. When people work with me, what we do, and we can be on the phone at a distance because in reality we are connected, and with this work there's no separation. So if an individual feels they'd like to identify and clear some of these, you know, patterns that maybe they're holding, all they have to do is give me a call or email me. We schedule a time. We meet on the phone or in person if they're close by. I'm actually in Sedona at this time, Sedona, Arizona. What we do is we spend about an hour and a half together for four sessions. And the first session is really a deepening of experience of coming back to a knowing of unconditional love within themselves again. And we begin a process in each session of identifying these beliefs that keep them from feeling separate from themselves, feeling isolated, or feeling struggle in their life, or, you know, any of these other things that we were talking about. And through muscle testing, which I have a technique that they can do at a distance, whether they have ever done it before or not, it's very simple. We identify what beliefs are being held, and then I align with them, and it's hard for me to explain this piece because right now I just have to say it's a gift that's been given. I hope someday I can teach this, but we identify, say, a belief around I'm not enough, okay, and I then shift in the field of consciousness, align with them, and with the help of Source and Divine Union, we delete that pattern. And we do this in a sequential fashion all the way to the beliefs in separation from God. So this is done over usually about a four-week period of a session a week. And it can be done in two sessions, but the typical person does four. And I work with them, coaching them in between sessions via email. And it's actually a remarkably quick process, considering we're clearing programs that are there since who knows when.
Yes.
In a very short time. And then I'm available to do spiritual coaching with them, you know, once or twice a month following that if they choose. So, you know, it's a pretty quick process, and it's a powerful process, and it needs, you know, there's a lot of education involved in it, and it's life-changing. So, you know, I'm committed to doing this work because this is the time of change, and everyone deserves to have a happy, fulfilling life, and everyone deserves to reach their highest potential in whatever way that is for them. And this is a way that will help them do that.
Right, Sarah, in connection with all that, do you want to give out either your telephone number or your email address for people to contact you on?
I'd be happy to. My email address is azura@newhumanproject.com. Now, let me spell that. It's A-A-Z like zebra, U-R-A, at new, N-E-W, human, H-U-M-A-N, project, project.com. And one moment. I'm going to give you the telephone number. That would be the best one to reach me at. It's a new one, so I don't have it memorized. It's 928-239-9294. And I also would like to say that there will be a live teleconference call on Sunday, this Sunday, the 10th, at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's going to be, it may even be live stream video. I haven't decided yet how that's going to play out, but at 11 a.m. And I'm going to be with Jay Hamilton, who's an author of Core Resonance and Visionaries Thrive in All Times. We're going to be talking about consciousness. We're going to be talking about clearing beliefs. I'll be doing a demonstration for all those on the line. We will be clearing brief for the group, and there'll be a brief channeling. So, and the registration and the fee for that is $11. And if anybody would like to go and register for that call or that video, we will send the information right out. And the place to register for that is, let me give you this in 1 second here, would be www.newhumanproject.com/divineunion/globalconferencecall.html. And if anybody has any questions about that link, you can always email me or call me. So it'd be wonderful opportunity for them to experience.
Right. Now, we're coming up to the last couple of minutes, and I need to announce my next week's guest, as usual. But would you also like to give out your website address before you leave?
Yes. It's www.newhumanproject.com.
Right. You had a second one under your own name, Donna Asura. Is that still active, or do you prefer people to...
Yeah. No, they can do that too, sure. They'll both go to the same place. So,
fine, okay.
Yeah, DonnaAzura.com, DonnaAzura.com.
That's brilliant. I'm going to have to thank you very much for coming onto the program.
I've enjoyed talking
again with you, and your channeled message was, I think, very well received, enjoyable. So thank you very much, Asura. I wish you every success for the future. And I will announce to my listeners that next week's guest will be Stephen Redding, who is an author who wishes to recount his near-death experience, which he had at the age of 4, and he wants to share his views on living. So there we are, yet someone else who's had a near-death experience. So thank you for being with me today, and I do hope you can be with me next week. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless.